Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Sorry about this evening and starting the show. It was a little delayed. Sorry about that. Well, this evening we're going to be talking about something that really bothers me a lot about nursing homes. They're not homes, okay? I don't know where they got the name nursing home from, but it really, excuse me for lack of a better term, sucks. Okay, I'm not happy with that. It actually is, you know, just demeaning in all, you know, in every sense of the manner. And we're going to talk about it this evening just because, you know, it's something that actually is a name, and we're going to speak about it this evening. We want to convert nursing homes into accessible housing. And nursing homes are definitely not homes. I've been in them. I've been in four different ones. And I truly dislike the way they run the business. And I wish they would just be more compassionate for people. A lot of people say that it's the person who's taking care of the person that makes the difference. And I somewhat agree with that. Yeah. But it goes a little bit further than that. So I'd like to, you know, definitely explore that tonight. We're going to be soon getting the, you know, co-host, who's Frank Perino. He's usually the host of the show. So let me go in and actually see. Yep. Nope, he isn't. Okay. But Lorraine is on, and another person I don't know yet. So if they want to speak, they can actually press number one, and it will come. Oh, here's our co-host. Okay. They could press one to actually come in and see and speak with either of us. We're both hosts of our own show, and I have experience in, you know, four different nursing homes. And let me tell you, they're so sad, they're so depressing. We really don't need them anymore. They're out of style, I should say, you know. So let me get our co-host on and see what he has to say to me. Okay, here he comes. Hello, Frank.
Thank you. Inner Sight.
You're welcome.
Welcome, everybody. nursing homes are not home.
No, they aren't.
I mean, just look at how they operate.
Yes. Take your home
and
away.
And you have to come to that conclusion.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Many people in nursing homes have psychiatric problems.
Yeah.
And many of them are on psychiatric medicine. And a lot of times that medicine doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or they become allergic to it.
Or
and the biggest problem
thing
with that is that the psychiatrists do not recognize all other types of healing or other doctors who have had good success with organic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So they send a person to the hospital.
Yeah, they have.
You know, that only makes them worse. I mean, they'll drug them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna. That doesn't help the brain that much.
No, it doesn't. Heal.
Maybe temporarily quiets them down.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly doesn't help the long-term problem.
That's true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. One of our advocates. Hopefully we'll be calling in, and that happened to her aunt.
Oh, wow.
who was sent to a mental hospital from a nursing home.
Yep.
What?
Wow. Lorraine is in queue. She wants to talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here
welcome,
she is.
Lorraine, to Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Wait a minute. It comes up. Oh, jeez. Give me 1 second. It's giving me trouble.
And,
oh, here she is.
Here she is.
Oh, jeez. No, not yet. I don't know why this is giving me trouble tonight. I'm pressing it. Hold on a second. Trying other things. Lorraine, you're going to have to probably call back if it.
Yeah,
maybe
call
the
back in
and
let's
work.
See if we can.
Please.
Remedy the situation.
Yeah, if you call back in, Lorraine, then it would refresh what I'm looking at, and then maybe I could press it. Yeah, she's calling back now.
All right. You know, so that's a serious problem.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what they did with me, and I'm not happy about it when you get a chance.
What?
I'll tell you what they did with me when you get a chance after you get a chance to speak what you're speaking.
They do it to thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and you're not even.
The nursing home doesn't care. They're getting getting the money from the
paid.
People.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter to them.
Right.
The doctors don't care. They get paid from the nursing home.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And it's the same old stuff.
Okay, I have Lorraine back. I would like to get her in. Hold on. Yay.
All right, we have Lorraine back.
Yes, we do. Hey, Lorraine.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all doing fine.
Doing?
And well.
Sorry about the first time. It just had a picture
okay.
of the button.
Right, a little technical glitch right there.
Difficulty,
huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, difficulty. Yes. Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Well, I've been doing fine and well, thank you. Yes. So, yeah, I guess it was last month sometime early in January, like the ending towards December. She was fine at the end. And so I just noticed some things was just not right. And she, you know, she called me.
Your aunt. You're talking about your aunt now.
Yeah, talking about my aunt. My aunt. Yeah,
in the nursing home. Okay.
She's in the nursing home. So some things was not right, and she called me numerous times of the day. And I told my mother it didn't seem to be right. So she ended up having to go into a hospital.
Oh, man.
Okay. She came back. You know, after, a couple of weeks or so, maybe two or three like that at most, she came back. She seemed to be fine. She seemed like herself. Then I noticed maybe a week, a couple of days. No, not even. She wasn't even there in, 2 weeks. It started slowly going down again. She ended up back in the hospital. So I haven't had no word from her or no word from my mother as to what's going on. I don't even know if she's back in the nursing home yet.
They sent her to a mental ward?
I don't know what type of ward she went to.
What hospital
know.
Was it, do you know?
It was called, I think, St. John's in Far Rockaway.
St. John's?
Mm-hmm.
Far Rockaway.
Yeah. St. John's has a psychiatric...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with St. John's.
Yeah, I think they put her there. Yeah, then they said that she had a slight,
you know, it's
out.
really ironic because they named the hospital is called St. John. They're nothing like what John was in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he believed in organic food. He ate organic food. He believed in Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
Believed in the power of different types of healing. So, you know, they named this hospital after a guy that they don't even believe what he believed in.
That's even worse.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, St. John was very close to Jesus.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember that.
And he certainly didn't believe in giving people drugs.
Oh, no, they really didn't even have them then. They only had
They had drugs. They had all kinds
more
of things. They still had plants, certain plants.
Yeah.
That could be termed as drugs, you know.
Yeah.
But I never heard or read or anything about where Jesus recommended drugs for people.
To anybody?
No.
He didn't believe in it.
No,
he
believed
in mixtures.
Natural. Yes.
Yes, he did.
It sounds like your mom totally believes in the system, and that's your aunt's proxy, right?
Yes.
It's my aunt's
proxy.
That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be.
That's what's
going
on.
Look what happened with me.
Now.
I went to, you know, I didn't even know I went unconscious. My husband brought me, and everybody brought me to the hospital. I was out like a light. And it turned out the mixture of the medicine that I was using, I probably doubled down and didn't even realize it while I was unconscious. I took another dose. So it was this happened only maybe a few weeks ago. And I was lucky to be alive sitting here on the show.
Right.
God wasn't finished with me. I'll tell you
no,
that much.
He was not.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and of course, you know, they're gonna blame the person.
Yeah, for taking too much
like
medicine.
That's what they do.
They
label
always do.
People.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, right away,
label.
A person makes a mistake and takes too much of that stuff. Many a times they'll say, well, this person tried to commit suicide.
And I didn't. I didn't even know where I was.
Yeah.
I was like, where am I? When I first woke up. I'm like, what happened? Where am I? And then I realized I was in the hospital. My brain clicked in. And I realized, okay, I'm in a hospital, but I don't know which hospital and what happened. Why am I in the hospital? So they knew that I had no clue of what happened. Turns out I have narcolepsy. I fell asleep, woke up, and took I couldn't remember if I took the right dosage. So I took that, and oh, boy, it inflamed my brain. And that's why I shut down. Yeah.
When in doubt, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Remember that.
Don't take it. Oh, yeah.
No, you
shouldn't. I'd rather be
take
in pain.
It.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, our theme tonight is nursing homes are not home.
They're not.
And it's so true because if a person like your aunt.
God bless you.
If she was in her
Thank
own
you.
Home.
Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome.
If she was in her own home, she could get different kind of help.
That's
you know?
Right.
And let's say she had you, Lorraine, for a health proxy, you know?
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that any system is perfect and that everybody can be helped. No. But
no,
they
true.
Deserve a chance.
That's
obviously
true.
What they're doing for her now is not working too good.
That's right.
You know?
My mother had a psychological... I'm sorry, continue. I thought
Go ahead.
You were, no, my mother had a psychological component to her dementia. It's called Lewy body dementia. It is a psychological component to it of depression and all that, along with, you know, the Lewy body. Remember Robin Williams? Well, he committed suicide because he had Lewy body dementia and he was starting to get the dementia symptoms, and that's why he committed suicide. Very, very bad alternative.
Well, with all his money, he could have had the best holistic doctor in the world. I don't know why he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Sometimes people, you know, don't think or they get
or they
lost
think too quickly.
In
yeah.
the system, or they have the wrong people directing them.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because you know, with all that money, he could have had much better treatment.
Much better than I would have gotten when I was in the nursing home, and they only gave me a psychologist there, which actually probably was better for me. I just wanted to talk things out, you know.
Yeah. Well, you were lucky. You had a place to go.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't have to stay in a nursing home.
No.
Most people in there do not have a place to go.
No.
Well, if I stayed in there a little longer than I did, I would have not had a place to go. Because it would have been my husband asking, "I so are you coming home?" I said, "Of course. Can you come pick me up now?" I was so wanting to go home. It was funny. Out of the nursing home. And he said, "Okay. Can you get a psychologist to sign you out?" I said, "Yeah. Just come. Pick me up. I'm tired of being here."
Yeah, you had your home, you had your place, and somebody to come and get you and all that. Most people don't
have
that.
They don't.
They lose
their home. They lose it. That's right.
Yeah,
I was about not to
lose
the home.
A nursing home is not home.
No.
No, it isn't.
I mean, just look at what they do. They take all your money,
mm-hmm.
tell you how you're going to spend it, you know. They bring strangers in that you don't even know, going in and out all day, you know. That's not like being home.
No, nobody comes in and out like that. And
you don't have your aid, your home health
That's
aid.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's another proof that it's not home.
That's right.
I mean, it they want you to think it's home. But it's not.
Yes, they do. It's not.
Yeah. They want you to think it's home because they're getting your money.
That's right.
That's all it is.
They're getting all your money. They really are. I was involved with my aunt just about a few months ago, and now I think she's going back to the way she was a few months ago and not healing well. Because she said to me, that, you know, a few words that concerned me. So I called my cousin through marriage, and he's her stepson. And I was just like, "Do you think that Aunt Frida is, you know, speaking with the right mind?" Because she said something that sort of, you know, made me think that. Anyway, he told me more than what I wanted to hear, but it was okay. I knew that I had to hear it at some time, you know, and that's what happened. She was literally, you know, saying things that weren't right. And I was like, uh-oh, I better call. And I did. And now we're trying to think of ways to, you know, keep her in Florida. But if we can't, we have to bring her to New York, and that's where the cold is, and she can't handle it. So we'll see.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
To be at home is so important. The way this should work is that the state, you know, should mandate the agencies to raise the money to keep a person in their own home. Then you could find the right person for those people who need a live-in person to be with them. To balance them, to say, hey, you know, no, come on, we got to go, we can't do this, you know, in a nice, cool way.
Do you know
way,
what she
you
does?
Know,
yeah. They told me.
And watch out for them.
That's right. Do you know what she's doing? She's spending more money going out to eat at restaurants, but she doesn't have that cognitive anymore, that cognitive thing to decipher between, you know, spending a lot of money, you know, going out to eat, or, you know, having the aide make her a meal and put the rest in the freezer. She didn't know that at all anymore. And I was talking to her, and I started to realize, yeah, she's starting to go back to what she was, you know, right when she had the car accident.
Because she probably needs better herbs and acupuncture and things for her brain that she's not getting.
Yeah, definitely. She's not getting it, no.
See?
And she don't want it either. That's the other thing that's driving me nuts.
Well,
she don't
there's ways to help her so that she will want it, you know.
Yeah,
but how do you do that, and how do you get the right person when you don't have the money to pay them?
That's it. That's the biggest problem.
That's the thing.
My mother had that problem with my dad. You know, my dad was in the nursing home. She says, listen, from his money, he pays for his daughter's Social Security from when he was, you know, all of that, and also me, you know, as a adult wife of him, both of us, get benefited by what he had done working. So you can't just take all of it. So what they did is they managed to keep a good amount for my mom and myself so I can get, you know, help too. So that worked out.
Lorraine, you think your mom feels threatened by you, that you want to get your aunt out of the nursing home and try to get her help?
I'm not sure if she does or not. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But
she definitely
believes.
Yeah,
that's hard to ask.
That is. Mm-hmm.
She definitely believes in the system, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the system.
Because, you know, without your mom
her.
Giving the word, I don't. They wouldn't have been able to send her to the hospital if she's the prophet.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know,
very
that
true.
Kind of thing is going on, and that's a big reason why a lot of people don't get better.
That's
no,
right.
They don't.
Because they keep shoving the same stuff in them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then
you know what happens? Let me explain something. I used to be an advocate in one of the biggest and the most horrible mental institutions in the world, Manhattan State Hospital, you know.
Wow.
And what they would do there is, if one drug didn't work, they'd try another and another and another. And people would wind up with a condition what is called tardive dyskinesia.
And that's what I have right now. It's
terrible. Which means that the... you know, the muscles start deteriorating. They don't operate.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a vicious circle, man.
Oh, sure is. Yeah.
It really is.
I have to take something, Frank, that prevents the tardive dyskinesia so they could give me medicine. That I won't be sad or anxious. So it's really getting to be... You know, and the sad and anxious.
And that's probably making you worse, too, whatever it is.
Yeah, it is in certain areas, yeah.
It's an unending. What you got to do is get off all those damn drugs. You got to find a doctor who's going to help you do that.
A holistic doctor, herbalist or something.
Something.
To help you with
things. I have an herbalist.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have an herbalist. Yeah, that's good. But I've been taking vitamins and separating them from my pills, and I'm actually feeling a little bit better. I have a little more energy. Yeah, so that's actually really good because I was feeling, dead to the world at one point.
Mm.
I was feeling like there was a hole about to consume me any minute, you know. And what that was...
Numb.
Yeah, no, not only that, I felt like my body was not servicing me right with anemia. I had anemia. So,
let me thank some of the friends.
Yeah, no problem.
This program is dedicated to Milton, the guide dog.
Yes.
Who perished at the Guide Dog Foundation last July, and they tried to cover it up as an accident. The trainer was arrested and just given community service, the trainer who murdered Milton. And by the way, if you're on Long Island local, our show will be on tomorrow night.
That's right.
It's very appropriate that show debut on Long Island because that's where Milton was killed.
That's right.
Tomorrow night, 9:30. Channel 20 on Altice, Long Island Cable Altice. Channel 20, 9:30 tomorrow night. Don't miss the program, half-hour program, The Murder of a Guide Dog.
Yeah.
We honor Milton, and we're seeking a day for Milton. We'll give you more information on that as it comes about. But we intend to regulate and license these schools. And
any school for
the blind and disabled that trains dogs that doesn't want to be licensed or regulated should not be allowed to function.
That's
under that banner. All right, Inner Sight.
Yes.
Brought to you by... Third Eye Insight, want to stay in shape, have some fun, call Devin, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, our good friends Tom and Michelle at Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. When you go in there, you'll see pictures of Milton and also a notice about tomorrow night's show, 9:30, Channel 20. And we'll be sending that show will soon be seen all over the world and on YouTube.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Channel 20, 9:30.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
I'm going to be sending another tweet out this evening about it. And whomever is on our homepage for Facebook, they'll be getting it as well.
Yeah, put that up there, everybody, please.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, please.
Put it up on
share it with everybody.
Facebook. Especially
he deserves every bit of
for
it.
The local people here.
That's right.
On Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net, email.
Mm-hmm.
Send them an email, adopt an Akita. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie
yeah.
Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all those kids that I just mentioned have passed away.
Yes.
And all those children who died at the hands of evildoers.
That's true.
We memorialize and recognize.
Have
them.
Their legacy. Their legacy. I'm sorry.
Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's
yes.
our Inner Sight saying.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, 631-888-1186. A donor to Inner Sight, we thank you for that. Islip Cleaners,
Inner Sight. Mm-hmm.
Another one. Suffolk Bus Corp,
oh,
good friends
big
over
one.
There, we thank you. And all of our mm-hmm. friends, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization,
yeah.
who now has thrown their support on the day for Milton with Inner Sight. Silo, 631-880-7929. I sent them an email today
mm-hmm.
about tomorrow night's program. I hope they'll post
it. I could call
back. Because I know a lot of people over there. A lot of people over there will want to watch the show.
Exactly.
And they're all local.
So
people.
I could call them tomorrow and make sure that they, you know, are all ready to watch it and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, I want to make
call
sure.
Call them and remind them. Tell them
yes,
I sent Jill the email.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, our nursing home show, 213-816. 1650 if you want to call in. We have Lorraine on the line with us. And you think your mom will let you know where your aunt is?
I had told her before I could call into the show to listen. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, mentioned, you know, some things about it and everything.
Yeah.
So she knows
yeah.
a lot about the show. I don't know if she calls in or not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Because I think she was listening to, I think, the very first show, you know, that
uh-huh.
I was on when I first came on.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, she
I
was
think
listening to
there's
that
a
one.
Number that, there's a number that I don't, just if you could only say the area code and I'll let you know if she's listening or not.
It's 718.
Oh, it is also 718. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's somebody with a 979 number. I was hoping that I can identify that person. And maybe in the future we could hear from them if they want to talk.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Your mom has listened to this show, Lorraine?
Yes, the first time I was on the show. Yes, she did.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah.
She told me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you'll find out where your aunt is and, you know, she can...
Go visit her.
Hopefully.
Yes.
By some miracle. Get some better help.
Yeah.
yeah.
I would very much like
that's
to get
gonna
better
take
help
a miracle
for
where she is.
Yeah, it would be, yeah. definitely. I consider it a miracle as well, because psych institutions are not a very good place to be.
No, I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you need dog food, cat food, call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food and cat food. Feed your animal.
He helped me a lot.
829.
Great.
New York Inner Sight.
Yep.
And turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Make
Please
them
do.
Real homes.
That's right. I like that. Make
I
them
agree.
Real homes.
Real homes.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, real homes.
Not what they are now.
No.
Oh, they're horrible now.
Let me just go over, for people who might not be aware, how we believe this will work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pass a law outlawing nursing homes in this country.
That's true.
All right? And within that law must be a mandate for the agencies, every agency for the blind and disabled and elderly, every nonprofit agency, you know, that is supposed to help the disabled, should be mandated to raise money to keep people in their own home, and then set up what we call Volunteers for Freedom, where the home health aides could volunteer a certain amount of hours.
That's right.
And be rewarded financially. That fund should be contributed to by the agencies also.
Right.
And do a produce a television show once or twice a year to raise the money. Bring about awareness. Let people see how people are doing in their own home.
That's right. And also
Because you won't have the nursing homes. Look at all the money that can be put into helping people stay in their own home. That's
well,
how
I also have a suggestion, too. When you have the people who are in the nursing homes, you got to make sure that, you know, they know that when you go back home, you'll be getting home care. And then after you get the home care really should be revised at the same time as the nursing homes. Because if you don't revise it, you're definitely going to suffer from it.
Well, it's got to be part of the law.
It's part of the law, yep.
It's
exactly. Got to
be part of the law. That the
That's
law
right.
must say that people must and have to remain in their own home. And the agencies have to start raising the money. Of course, the government has to be as
Supervise
a backup.
It. Right.
Until such time that the agencies are able to raise the money on their own. It's going to take a long time to bring this about. But getting rid of the nursing homes would bring billions of dollars in to help people be in their own home.
Exactly. Yeah, because then they'll say, oh, it's double
Reroute
dipping.
That money.
If you do it the other way without, you know, writing on a really hefty law about it, you'll definitely get this.
Of course you got to get
somebody
a law
saying,
about it.
Right, but you want to know what you'll get.
There is no other way
don't.
To do it.
That's right. But you'll get
you can't
somebody
trust
saying.
These agencies to voluntarily.
Somebody will be saying that you're double dipping.
Do this.
And you can't.
What?
You're not double dipping. Remember what people would always say, oh, you're double dipping. No, you're not. There's no such thing as a double dip when you have people who are suffering.
You're not double dipping if there's no nursing homes.
That's right.
They're not there
That's
anymore.
Right. They're not there anymore. I love it.
That's the
Do
whole
it
idea of this.
Yeah, no.
You know. And people can have the freedom as to what kind of healing
nursing
they
home.
May want.
Right.
You know, their proxies can help with that or you know, different
Do you know
doctors' opinions and all that.
Recreational therapy came in when I was getting, you know, when I was in one of the nursing homes and said to me, would you like to get a massage today? And I was like, yeah, why not? But that never would have happened unless somebody thought out of the box, and they did.
Yeah.
When they saw people enjoying it, guess what happened? They stopped it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
They stop
because they don't want you to say, I want to go home.
That's right.
I'm getting out of here, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want you to think that way.
And they make you sound worse than you really are at certain times. I've had that with me. Yeah, so you can stay in the nursing home. And that's the worst thing you can get. Because if you sound worse, then you have to go somewhere and be, institutionalized. And that's not true. You don't have to be institutionalized if you have the right amount of help in your house. Say one person sleeps over to make sure you don't walk out the door, you know, without anybody's assistance.
Well, you can't blame people for walking out the door of those places. Who the hell wants to stay there?
I was about to go right out of the nursing home, and then they stopped me and said, do you want to stay on a different floor? No, I don't. I don't want to stay, period. You know, that was my answer.
Huh.
And they lost a day, you know, they lost me and a day's worth of pay, you know, in terms of, you know, everything, you know, being there, you know, and I'll tell you, they really didn't treat me well in some instances. I really had to go that day. And when I called my husband, he said to me, oh, I thought you were going to stay there. I'm like, no way.
No.
he was joking me, you know, and I was like, I'm coming out. That's it.
That's right.
And then they said, can't you give us another chance? No, too many chances already. I'd fallen off a Hoyer lift. I had so much horrible. Yeah, I fell off a Hoyer lift.
You should have been rich by now.
I'm telling you,
why the hell you didn't sue the ass off him?
You know why? Tell you the truth, I was numb to everything. I wish somebody did it for me, and I was not really with it at that point because I cannot believe how they dropped me on the floor and then had the whole institution practically sitting in the shower room where I had fallen on a hard concrete floor.
Wow.
So the next day I had black and blue where my, you know, where your butt is, right in that area, all black and blue. It was horrible. You know, but I didn't break anything, so they couldn't really, what would be long-term damage? Only mentally, because they sat there and they all looked at me.
No, there's
it was
still
horrible.
Damage. You were bruised.
I was badly bruised.
Psychologically damaged?
Oh, psychologically, there's no
kind of damage.
I said, can you please get me a gown now? And then they took their time getting me the damn gown. That was traumatic right there. You know, if I were to go back and look at it, you know? I'm lucky I'm a strong individual and I was able to handle what was going on. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who's in a nursing home or you have a loved one
know
or you're
somebody,
trying to help someone stay out of a nursing home, call us.
Call us.
We'd be happy to do what we can to help.
That's it.
And
we've already got
again,
one person out. We did well.
Yeah. Once again, tomorrow night, Channel 20, The Murder of a Guide Dog.
Yeah,
9:30. Tomorrow night, Channel 20. Please tune in if you're a Long Island person and join with us to honor Milton. And this show is dedicated to the honor of Milton, the guide dog, to the memory. So that's tomorrow night, 9:30.
I'm sorry.
Channel 20 on Altice Long Island Cable. Check it out. Now, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, my eyes, you know, eyes of a human being, okay, is very essential to a human. I don't even get how they would take away your eyes and that in the form of a dog. That is just so cool.
And try to cover it up.
And try to cover it up, yep. And
that
then leave the dog in a hot place. That was even worse. And then I could only, in the back of my mind, I could hear the dog just moaning and screaming and crying.
And by the way, like Tom said, I think he said it on the show, no food, no water.
None.
Can you believe that? Yeah? That's
no
horrible.
Air.
Bam. No.
I would have been crying if he died right in my arms. I really would have. You know, if I heard it and I was trying to get him out, I would have been crying. Because I can't see a dog suffer like that. It's so horrible. How could they do that and be evil? That's evil. You know,
that
you
is.
Know that that dog is specially trained.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People do a lot of evil things.
Right. It's very
you know.
Bad. Uh-uh. It's unacceptable.
All right, inner sight. Go ahead, Lorraine.
No, I've heard of cases where some dogs, they weren't even seeing eye dogs, but some people would walk by and see the dog in the cars or in the vans and don't know how long they've been there. And they hear
that's
the dog
terrible.
Barking and whining and whimpering. So these people take it upon themselves to break the windows out and get the dog out and wonder where is the owner of this dog at.
Exactly.
You know, and they would do that
that's
for
terrible.
Those. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But this dog was
right.
5 hours. I cannot imagine this is what you're considering a mistake. Heck no.
5 hours?
5 hours.
That's uncalled for.
6 hours.
That is.
6 hours?
6 hours,
oh.
Really? Oh, I thought
six
it was
hours.
Even worse.
Yeah, that's even worse. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine this dog screaming and yelling for all that time? He needed more. Now it made him need more water, and that's how he passed away, probably.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. Even more.
Dehydration.
6 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrible. I cannot. If
you
I
know,
ate
there's a
cold,
saying in the Bible, and I strongly believe in it, vengeance is mine, saith the
yes.
Lord. I shall repay.
Thank you.
That's right.
So they better beware. They better look out. They violated the law of Jehovah.
And yes,
of
they
God,
did.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
By killing that dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. Horrible.
They really do.
I'm getting chills now just talking about it because that it just doesn't make sense. I still don't know the why. That's what's keeping coming back into my mind. Why? You don't kill an innocent dog or being that way. You just don't kill. That was pure murder.
Mm.
And she got a slap on the wrist.
Mm.
And it's
well,
not
you
only
know.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll go ahead.
Well, you know, God sees all things.
I know.
And what they may not pay for right now, oh, they
the
will
paper.
Pay for it. They
I'll
will.
Just have another project really bad. And let me
may
tell you, they'll
time,
regret it. They definitely will regret it. And
they
Frank says
it
all the time. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, this is our nursing home program, and we strongly believe that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing.
Yeah.
Anything on the look up the tweet. See if we got any response on it.
Yeah, I will right now.
We sent out a tweet before we went on the air about the nursing homes. We also sent one out about the program tomorrow night on Milton.
Yep. Hold on, let me get to this.
9:30.
Why does it do that? It doesn't sort it right.
On Altice.
Okay, here
tomorrow
we go.
Tomorrow night, Channel 20.
Wait. Yeah, I got one more. Watch the murder of a guide dog. That one I have right now. Let me see. I came across that one first. Oh, and then I have the other one. Okay, that's
all right, so anything? Anything on them?
They got 4 people looking at it.
All
so
right.
That's good. Views.
Maybe they'll
impression.
Spread it.
Yeah.
Which one?
That's
on the Milton?
Yes. 4 people looked at it.
Oh, if you guys
that's
are listening,
great.
Please
yeah,
put it
please
up on your Facebook.
It.
What?
Yeah. Please watch it, you know.
Watch it, put it up on your
TV
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And then
spread the
share.
Word.
Right.
It's only, it's local, Long Island, to begin with,
right,
but we branch out from here to the world.
Right.
So.
Yep. I
now
can't
what's
wait
on the
we
nursing
get a
home?
Federal... Senator or a federal, you know, House of Representatives, you know, person to take this on and make a law out of it. It's just so, it's a hardship at this point.
Well, that would
think
be nice.
About what they did. It's terrible.
I'll hold your breath on
you know?
That one.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully
sign
God will touch somebody's heart.
Yeah, let me check
a little. Sign the petition.
Please do. Yep. I might put the next one again with the petition and the show at the same time for tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. What do we got on the nursing home? Tweet anything?
Oh, yeah, let me go back. All right, hang on.
Check that one.
All right. Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come up. Okay.
See if anybody
Wait a minute. Okay. Inner Sight Freedom, convert nursing homes into accessible housing. Nursing homes are not home. That was for tonight. And
yeah,
a lot of people looked at that more than anything compared to the other one. There were 13 views. Okay, let me... That's good because people, you know, want to see
more the merrier.
The end of this. I can't go any further. It's not letting me. But I see the views that they looked at it. So
people are looking at it.
Yes,
that's
they are.
That's good. That's
you
a plus. Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you give out the nursing home petition? Tell people where they can go to sign our petition.
You could go. It's just simply you type in Inner Sight Inc. That's INNERSIGHT Inc. When you first get the change.org's website. What it does is you have a little search window where I believe it has a magnifying glass right there, and you could just type in Inner Sight Inc., and then you'll get a couple petitions, but look for the one that says convert nursing homes into accessible housing, and then sign that, please.
All right. Why don't you, how many names we got on there?
I'm hoping a decent amount, but... Let me look.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, right? Look what happened with
the
other petition we had.
The last count.
Yeah. Oh, Louis is on this show. He wants to speak when we get a chance.
What is that?
Hold on. Louis is on this show, and so is Anthony. We haven't heard from Anthony and Louis for a while. So,
Louis didn't call in last night, so I told him he could call in tonight.
Okay.
To promote the Friday night show.
Yeah. Do you want to let him in
first,
quickly?
Give me the count on the petition.
Petition? 57.
All right. 57 names.
Yep.
And growing.
Yes. We'll make that grow
right.
fast.
Okay. Let's get Lou on the line.
Yep. I have to go back now. Hold on.
Inner Sight. Louis the Lip.
Yeah. Hold up. He's coming.
Coming
Here
up.
He is.
To promote Friday night show.
Hey, Louis.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. What did you test it?
Yeah, I tested okay.
And does it work all right?
Okay.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis. How you doing?
Yeah. I missed your call yesterday. I wasn't home.
Say hello to Lorraine,
okay,
too.
That's all right.
She's on with
is this,
us.
Lorraine, this is Louis.
Hello, Louis. How are you?
How you doing?
Have
we met
fine.
On the phone before?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. On Friday night, I call up Frank Perino. We had the follicle.
Hey, Louis,
Friday
let me
night.
Ask you a question.
Shoot me. Go ahead.
What do you think about frozen underwear?
Oh, gosh.
I never heard of frozen underwear.
I know. You think it would
I
sell
in
the stores?
I get pneumonia. I wear. I get pneumonia.
Get pneumonia. You can't fool.
I wear the wrong
pneumonia,
underwear, Frank.
Frozen underwear.
I'm wearing the wrong underwear.
You're wearing the wrong underwear. Well, wait a minute. What if it's frozen and all of a sudden it thaws out?
Then you lose
your
underwear.
I wear the ladies' frozen
Ooh.
Underwear.
Woo!
The ladies? No, thank
you. Want
you.
The ladies to wear frozen underwear?
No, thank
ladies
you.
Ladies' frozen underwear.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Give me heated underwear, like warm.
We're going to have a skit like that on Friday night.
Yeah. I know
frozen
he's
Frank and Suzanne, And Lorraine, yeah. I gotta pick the where. Well, I got the right size that fit my waistline.
That's
Uh-oh.
It.
It'll fit any waistline. Let's put it that way. They're just making it.
Yeah,
sorry.
it'll be one size fits all.
No, yeah. What does that mean? I could only see the magic of everybody's
yes.
different weight coming into my mind.
That's right.
That
one size fits most.
Hey, imagine if there was one size fits all underwear.
Oh no!
Oh God, no! The two ladies
that
on the
would
phone
be
say
funny,
no.
wouldn't it?
That would
it
be.
It would be, but it would be kind
of
nice. That would
be hysterical.
Well,
at least you got. How long you been waiting on the phone yesterday? I wasn't home. I was at my brother's house.
I was waiting for 3 days.
3 days?
Can't be,
wow.
Can't be 3 days.
That's a long
wait.
Where'd
you go, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, you went over to your brother, yeah.
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 Right.
I had
well,
a bait over there.
Did you,
oh,
what, a bait? B-A-T-E?
Bait, where you take a shower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What happened with your
They're
water?
Putting in a new bathroom at his place.
Oh, okay. That's good.
They went
yeah,
over to,
I gotta keep. I gotta get those guys finish up that new bathroom I can get and take a shower or
yeah.
cold or a bath.
Hey, Louie,
yeah.
what's your brother's name?
Tony.
Tony. Hey,
Tony,
how you doing, man?
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, say
nice.
Hello to Tony, Louie.
Yeah, yeah.
Say,
yeah
Tony in, say hello to Tony in Spanish.
Yeah. Antonio.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like Italian.
All right.
It is.
Hey, Frank,
Antonio.
Let me buy your fresh frozen underwear. Ladies,
no,
fresh frozen
you.
Underwear.
Well, it'll be a big hit in the summer.
Yeah, it'll be.
That's for kissy, kissy,
down
kissy.
To your bloomers.
You know what my grandpa would say about that, right? Hey, son, I'm a fish, you're freezing your ass.
That's right.
Frozen underwear. Hey, maybe I ought to start a website
either.
Like that.
No way in egg either.
No, thank you, Frank. It's not a good promo either.
Well, you'd be surprised all the weirdos that would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I had a story
yeah.
that weirdos wanted to buy a catheters that I was selling that were all clean and everything, but I didn't need them anymore. So, and they were all brand new. So I said, this weirdo gave me a call, and he really, really scared me more than anything. He said he wants them to use them as a sexual device, I swear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got all kinds of
far out there.
Yeah.
Connie and Chrissy wear frozen underwear, Louie.
They're getting it on with me, too.
That's why they wear the frozen underwear. Oh,
yeah.
Dry kisses or wet kisses?
Uh-oh, too wet? No good. You got to make
hey,
them
Louie,
nice.
Hey, give us a promo for Friday. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're counting on you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen to this, ladies. My name is Suzanne. This is me, Suzanne. I want you
hey,
to
Louie.
Call me on Friday night on the Fox from 8 to 9 on Friday. On Block Talk Radio, we got a lot of fun, Rosanna Dana. The frozen underwear, like you told me.
Now
the ladies will get it on with me, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. No more Connie and Chrissy?
Yes, Connie and Chrissy, too.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to do, I got to get Pat Cooper's swab with with Jerry Lewis, we're going to go to the ladies' bathroom and tickle their fancy with a swab.
I bet you some of these rappers would wear frozen underwear.
Why? The thing is too
cold. On the
cold.
Stage. Crazy.
Yeah.
To me, it's too cold. I couldn't wear no freaking... Maybe I'll wear a warm one, but that's about it.
I got to close
one.
My eyes.
You got to close
yeah,
that
Yeah, well, how about these? Anybody ever have one of these heaters that you walk around with in the severe weather, supposed to warm you up.
Yeah, they have
the
hand heaters and the foot heaters.
Yeah.
I know, because my husband has them. Only for
they
the
sell
foot
them in,
and the hand.
In Dick's Sporting Goods stores. Sporting goods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like,
I don't know.
Like a pouch.
I don't know if I'd like those. You got it.
Yeah, they are. They're like
burns your hand.
I have some.
No, it's not that bad, Frank. It really does. Burn your hand, I never saw it. Not that bad, Frank.
Well, you can't put it in your frozen underwear, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, not that bad, Frank.
Oh, God. Everybody
laughed
at the whole
train.
All right, it is tight.
Great.
Suzanne and Frank, I'll call you Friday about the whole story about the frozen underwear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, don't forget.
You tell the story. Okay.
We're going to tell the whole story.
And Lorraine, that's good it. Hearing your voice through the phone.
Good hearing yours, too.
Okay, where you living?
I'm in Queens, New York.
Queens, New York. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have a lot of fun with that bollocks. I call on Friday. All right, Frank. You got me on
all
Friday.
All
right, Louis. I'm going to have
thank
a good time.
You.
Okay, I'll call you Friday. I'll be ready. Suzanne, I love
okay.
you.
Oh, I love you, too.
On a more serious note.
Take care,
well,
Suzanne.
Tomorrow night.
All right, take care.
9:30. 9:30 tomorrow night, the murder of a guide dog. Please don't miss it. Local
yeah,
here, Long
miss
Island.
It, please.
You know, and
yeah,
get your
did.
Friends to watch it and help us bring about a
one
day.
One second,
Milton.
I'll clear the board.
On a Milton.
Oh, I hate
all
this.
Right.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna clear the board. Give me a second.
I
okay, want to
thank all
went.
Our friends for inner sight and. You know, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's show is that no disabled or elderly person should ever be homeless. And we'll tell you
right.
how that can come about.
That's right.
See? We don't just talk about these things. We offer the solution. It's up to the politicians to implement those solutions and start doing something about it.
The first one for tomorrow should be Anthony. He's actually... wanted to speak, so tomorrow when we
remind
open
me.
The phone, yes. Yeah,
all right, Anthony, you got tomorrow. You surely be first on the line, and I'm sorry, I didn't know he wanted to speak.
Oh, he came in like 24 minutes ago, but
right.
Yeah, it was an oversight. I really actually refreshed.
Anthony,
the screen,
please call in tomorrow and.
Yeah,
be happy
please.
To hear from you. All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight, I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
Suzanne, a great host on the show.
Thank you.
And
so are you.
Thank you. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Thank you.
Good night,
goodbye,
everyone.
World. Thank
bye.
You for listening, everybody. That's we got 90 seconds to go, so let me just quickly give you the phone number of Inner Sight, and that is 631-224-3090. And just give us a call if you have any questions after the show, or even leave us a message after the show. Okay. Thank you, and have a very pleasant day. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Oh, here we go, 60 seconds. All right, goodbye, world. Take care.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Lorraine, all right?
Yes, have a blessed evening.
Okay. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.